Good morning, you're welcome back to today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. Open Heavens is a guide to a close fellowship with God, and it is written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Today's topic, we'll be looking at the intentional parent part 2. The intentional parent part 2. Our memorize shall be taken from the book of Proverbs 29 verse 17. I read, correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yeah, he shall give delight unto thy soul. A reading shall be taken from the book of Psalm 1, 1 to 6. Psalm 1, 1 to 6. I read, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our topic for today, like I earlier mentioned, is the intentional parent, part 2. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from the book of Judges, chapter 9 and chapter 10. Hymn 24, I want to be like Jesus. So today's devotional. Yesterday, I mentioned that God expects parents to train their children in his way. I also discussed how being filled with God's word is the first step in training children in the way of the Lord. Today, I will discuss some other steps that must be taken to train children in the way of the Lord. It is important for parents to act in a godly manner at all times. Children usually copy what they see others do, especially their parents. If a child's parents are filled with the Word of God, it becomes easier for the child to become interested in God's Word. Parents who pray regularly and always ask their children to join them are creating the right environment for their children to build the capacity to pray as well. Whenever I went to visit my children while they were in school, I would often go on walks with them. And on those walks, I would remind them of God's word and pray with them. At every opportunity I had, I ensured that I taught them the word of God and how to apply it across all spheres of life. This is why today, as adults, they are fully committed to serving God. When parents teach their children in the way of the Lord, they will have rest. As today's memory verse tells us, however, when they fail to model the right way for their children to live, they shouldn't be surprised when they lead sinful lives. Sadly, the ungodly lifestyles of some parents discourage their children from serving God. Parents should also intentionally shape the lives of their children by praying for them regularly. They should confess God's word over their lives at all times and refrain when they are angry. They should confess God's words over their lives at all times and refrain from pronouncing negative words over them, especially when they are angry. The tongue is very powerful and holds the power of life and death. The best time to start teaching children in the way of the Lord is when they are toddlers, so that it will be engrafted in their spirits as they grow. Even when they become adults, parents should ensure that they continually remind them of God's word and pronounce it over their lives. They are to teach their children the word of God at all times. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to 9. Beloved, God wants his children to have peace in their old age. This is why he wants parents to train their children in the right way, so they can give them rest in their old age. Reflection. Are you modeling the right behavior to the children around you? Are you modeling the right behavior to the children around you? Thank you for joining today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. This segment of our show is brought to you by Praise Palace, the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Northampton. Till I come your way again next time, please have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. He's made